And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, which you just got through doing, for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them, unto them. Topic this morning is Happy Birthday, Jesus, and thank you very much. Amen. Amen. Early in the morning when I rise, let us pray. Father God, again, God, I come to you as humble as I know how, Father. Father, I ask you to increase in me as I decrease, Father. And Father, anoint my lips so the words can go out of my mouth, not void, Father. So that it can touch somebody's ears and heart and let them walk a new life, God. God, just be with the congregation and touch their ears and touch their mind. Touch them all over, Father. Because, God, we're not here for no show, form, or fashion, God. We are here to do what you told us to do, God. We're here to congregate once to one, towards one another and to edify each other. These things we do pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Happy birthday, Jesus, and thank Amen. You. It's so good to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. God has been good to me and my family all month, all year. God has been good to each and every one of you all month and also all year. Because guess what? Last year at this time you was here, and this year at this time you are still here. There have been many with us all this year who are not here this right, who was here with us last year, but not here with us this year, this very day. And you know, we ought to give God a hand praise for that.
Amen.
Because he didn't have to do that. See, God touched each one of us this morning, allowed us to dress ourselves, allowed us to feed ourselves, allowed us to drive ourselves out to the church house. And God just to keep on blessing each and every one each and every day. And we should not take our blessings lightly or for granted, because so many times we hear bad things all the time. Last night I got a call from one of my friends, a friend of mine, good friend of mine. Matter of fact, he's my boss man. Got a call from him, and he said, "Richard, pray for my family." I said, "What's going on, Scott?" "Drunk driver ran over my mama. So pray for my family." Now, I know how to comfort somebody with death, with a sickness on somebody, but to comfort somebody who was in a tragedy, that's a hard thing to do, especially when it happens just like that. So that's why I say, church, do not take anything lightly that God gives you. Do not take your blessings, do not take your hours, minutes, seconds for granted. If you got a mama, brother, or sister in the house, you need to stand up and hug them, give them some kind of praise this morning, because somebody ain't got a mama, somebody ain't got a daddy, somebody ain't got a brother, somebody ain't got family like you got family. We ought to thank God for what we got, church. I do. I thank God each and every time for my family, every time I see them, even though sometimes me and my wife have a little conflict about what we're going to eat. That's all the conflict we ever have. What we going to eat? What you going to eat? And I be sometimes telling, "Well, you the woman, you whatever you cook, I'm going to eat it." But, you know, God is good. 30-some years, and God is still good. And there's been some in here longer than that. I heard somebody had a 58, 59 anniversary a few weeks ago. God, now that's good. That's longevity together with somebody. God is so good, church. But this morning, church, we're going to come from the book of Luke. Luke, the physician. Luke is very detailed in how he puts things together. Luke is so detailed that he tells how far along Mary is at birth in the text. And see, all this, the events that led up to Christ's birth. See, we had events like John the Baptist's birth is foretold in the book of Luke as well. Zechariah's ministry in the temple, that's told in the book as well. The angels announces the birth of John the Baptist. And then Zechariah is unable to speak. Zacharias was unable to speak because he didn't believe what the angel was telling him about him and his wife were going to have a child. That Zacharias just thought the angel was a straight out lie. But But see, the angel said, oh, no, you're not going to say another word till that baby gets here. And guess what? John the Baptist was born. Then Jesus Christ's birth is foretold. Then Gabriel announces Christ's birthday. Then Mary miraculously conceived. Then Mary is visited by Elizabeth. But see, here today, we're going to talk about the day that Christ was born. It don't matter what month he was born in. It don't matter what day he was born in. What matters is that he was born for each one of us in here. That's what matters today, church. See, I get so tired of all this stuff that's going on about you're celebrating Christmas the wrong day. You're celebrating Christ's birthday the wrong time of the year. It don't matter. He was born and died for my sins. That's the main subject or topic of what's going on for that event. Because, see, what went on that day was a Savior was born for each one of us in here. A Savior that we didn't have was born that day. A Savior that the Old Testaments didn't have. But we got that Savior, church. And that's why today, church, I want to say happy birthday, Jesus, and thank you very much. Because, see, now that Jesus was born, we all in here have a right to the tree of life. We all in here have a way that we can talk to God ourselves. See, I don't need to go to a preacher. I don't need nobody else to pray for me. I could pray for myself because the Bible tells me that the only way I can get through God is through Christ Jesus. Ain't that what the Bible says? And see, I know for myself that me and God got this connection because I can go through his son and pray to him. See, and then somebody told me one time, well, where are the bones of Jesus? Well, see, I read also that he rose in 3 days. I read also that he's sitting on the throne next to God. So ain't no bones for you to find for Jesus because Jesus still lives. Because, see, if there's some bones to find, then the Bible is a lie. Ain't no bones to find for Jesus. I get so sick and tired of folks trying to tell me this and that about the Bible is wrong. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to tell you what I believe and what I know about the Bible. See, because Jesus lives today, he lives yesterday, and he will continue to live tomorrow. Because, see, there's evidence all over the church that Jesus is still living. Because some of us has been healed time after time. Some of us have been blessed time after time. Some of us are still living time after time. And some of us have changed our way of walking because of Jesus. See, somebody prayed for me. And when they prayed for me, they prayed through Jesus Christ. And when they prayed through Jesus Christ, look at the results. See, I don't walk like I used to walk. I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't even look like I used to look. I don't even wave like I used to wave. I don't even go where I used to go because somebody prayed for me. And when she prayed for me, she said, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, do it, Lord. You know, and then I got a little older and I started praying for myself. And then because I started praying for myself and I started saying in the same thing that my mama and my daddy taught me, through the mighty name of Jesus. I see, Jesus still living because, see, when I say it through the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus took my message. And he carried that message to his father. And he told his father, he said, Father Richard, he called on you this morning, and I'm bringing you this message. And the way he took that message to his father was Jesus showed the holes in his hands to God. And when he showed his father the holes in the hand, he remembered his promise that he made to Jesus when he died on the cross. Because see, church, you got to remember that this day that Jesus was born was the beginning of us getting back to what we lost. See, the day Jesus was born was a blessing, highly favored day. Because, see, the angels from heaven, the multitude came out of heaven and showed themselves upon the shepherds. And, man, that had to be a choir up there to see. Because when that choir came up and came up upon the shepherd, they gave glory. They started singing and suddenly there was, with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace. Yeah. Then it said, goodwill towards men. See, that's why you ought to be happy when Wednesday get here and you wake up Wednesday morning. You should first thing come out of your mouth is, happy birthday, Jesus. Before you drink that glass of eggnog, happy birthday, Jesus. Before you get that cup of coffee, happy birthday, Jesus. Before you open that first present, happy birthday, Jesus. Before you even get out of bed, happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you for letting me see this another day. Before you even give somebody else a gift, happy birthday, Jesus. Because, see, he done gave you a gift, and all you got to do is accept the gift that he gave you. And the gift he gave you is the blood. The blood was white. The blood was make your sins white as snow. See, right before you accepted Jesus, in the book of Isaiah, your sin was scarlet red. You could be seen from all over the place. But all of a sudden, the blood of Jesus washes you white as snow. And in the blood of Jesus, he washes me white as snow. Then that means that God has forgiven me of all my sins and trespasses. God done forgave me of what all I did. For I forget those things, what? Now press what? Towards what? For the what? Y'all better listen to what y'all just said. See, you know the word just as much as I know the word. So listen to what you just said. Happy birthday, Jesus. Because each one of us in here are pressing forth towards the mark of the high calling. Each one of us in here are trying to do better. Each one of us in here are trying to live right. Each one of us in here want to see Christ. Each one of us in here want to see loved ones that have gone on. Each one of us in here do not want to end up in hell. Because if you end up there, you ain't no coming back. And it ain't nobody's fault but yours if you end up there. Because you got all this education and God has given you everything that you need to get there. But this day that Jesus was born, it was tax time. See, if they want to really find out when Jesus was born, look at what was going on. See, the book of Luke was read in real detail. It was tax time. This was going on. Mary and Joseph was going to pay their taxes. And see, evidently, you know, that must have been something that really needed to be done. Because, see, Mary was greatly, greatly pregnant. She was at full term. And then, you know, they went to find somewhere to stay for the night. And they couldn't find nowhere to stay for the night. Because there was no room at the inn. And see, sometimes, church, we have done Jesus the same way that that innkeeper did. See, sometimes, church, we had told Jesus, I ain't got time for you. I ain't got no room for you, Jesus. See, I got to live my life right now because I ain't got no room for Jesus right now. We have done that from time after time. We have told Jesus, go on back to the manger. And so many words. We done the same thing that the innkeeper done. But see, sometimes we just slip up because God, remember, we are under a sinful nature. But see, then they didn't find no room in the inn, but God still made a way out of no way like he makes a way out of no way for each one of us in here. Okay, just because ain't no room at the inn, go and try somewhere else. So they went and found a manger. It didn't cost them nothing to stay in that manger. You know, the manger wasn't unsanitized in the day's way of having a baby. The manger was unsanitized. The manger was dirty. The manger had animals. But guess what? My Lord and Savior was born with no infections, no diseases. He was not born when he needed oxygen. He was born 100% healthy. And Mary, everything that she went through, went out. That's just fine. Because her husband, he was there. He caught that baby. He cut that umbilical cord. And everything went all right. Because it was supernatural. And you got to believe that. More to this story than just reading it. Put your mind there and put your vision there and just visualize that you're right there watching everything happen. Put it there. And see, we go there and see right now we got to be born in hospitals. We got to be born in fancy hotels. We got to have that thing. But see, our God, he came at the lowest point. He came in a manger. And then he was put in an animal trough for his crib. And then when the shepherds went and saw him, they saw a baby lying in a manger and swallowing cloth. They saw him just as the angels told that they were going to see him. Wasn't no shame in Mary's game. Wasn't no shame in Joseph's game. Can I see the baby? Sure. Come on in and see the baby. Sure, wasn't no cleaning up the animals' cages. Wasn't no sweeping out this and sweeping out that. But see, some we have gotten so particular now that we won't even allow some folks to come by our house until we clean it up. And then sometimes we go to some folks' houses and we say, I ain't going to your house because it's nasty. Well, let me tell you something. You wouldn't want to send Jesus because he was in a manger with cows and dung. See, you gotta realize of who you serve and why you serving, because he came humble. Now he could have came glory, glory. He could have came fashion. He could have came with riches. He could have came top of the world. He could have came however he wanted to came, but he chose to come lowly. He chose to come meekness. He chose to come in that fashion. He didn't chose to come like this and like that, because then we wouldn't have been, we ourselves would not have counted ourselves worthy to see him. But since he came the way he came, we should be able to accept him. And guess what? We should be able to accept each other. All this talking about one another, all this backstabbing, all this putting other folks' business on Facebook, Instagram, and saying this and saying that, all that need to be cut out. Because that ain't what God is all about. If you accepted Christ in your life, the Bible tells me that you are a new creature. Old things has what? Passed away. But why are you carrying on that mess, claiming to be who you are? And Christ is your Savior, and you'll accept the blood of him, but you still carrying on mess. You're lying to yourself. I ain't here to fuss at nobody. I just want to get you to see some things that get you to live right, because when Christmas morning comes, all I want you to do is say, Happy birthday, Jesus, and thank you very much. Because you know what? You're still here. There have been many that have gone on that don't have the opportunity that you got right now to rededicate your life back to Christ. See, somebody right now is in hell lifting their eyes up and calling out to you right now. Please, please, please listen to him. Please, please, please rededicate your life to Christ, because it didn't work for me. If I could come back, I would do things differently. Remember the man that Jesus talked about that mistreated Lazarus and woke up and found himself looking up in hell, and he wanted to go back and tell his family, get it right, get it right, get it right. Because if you don't get it right, that's it. That's it. So church, this morning, all I'm talking about is the birth for Jesus. See, that birth for Jesus is something so supernatural, something that we should not take for granted, something that we should not discuss with somebody to try to disencourage us about things. You know, I talked to my nephew last night, and he says, he said, man, there's some prophets out here, and then they'll try to convince you that you are God. They'll try to convince you that black folks are God, and you can do what you want to do. They'll try to convince you that you are a creator. Because the man said, my nephew just had a little baby. Mm-hmm. And this man told my nephew, well, you and your wife created that baby. That baby didn't come from dirt. Go dig up a grave that's been there a while. That body in that grave went back to dirt. Don't be misled by somebody who think they know more than you, when you already know more than them. Because, see, you go to funerals and your preacher says what? Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That's what you go back to. So many of us have so much on our mind that when the devil come up against us with all this craziness, we forget some of the little things that we know, just like Eve did. God said you will. The devil said you will not. Mm-hmm. Who would you believe? Common sense. God, that's who I hope you believe. But just to say that, this birth of Jesus. When Jesus was born on that great day, all of heaven paid attention. Everybody in heaven paid attention. Even God himself was there to make sure that everything was okay. The angels and everybody just showed up, and then the shepherds, they went and visited the baby. And then they went back and told what they had seen. Mm-hmm. Now, see, the shepherd was out there at nighttime watching their flocks, watching their sheep. But they left all that behind to go see that miracle. Yeah. Uh-huh. See, that was a miracle that Jesus was born. Mm-hmm. All that led up to Jesus was prophesied in the Old Testament until it happened. Uh-huh. And then when it happened, it was a great day for all of us, church. Mm-hmm. See, church, all I want you to do this morning is just remember when it comes Christmas Day to wake up and say, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you did, Jesus. See, that's a song that says, Mary, don't you? Did you know? Did you know that your baby boy would walk on water? Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy would save the sons and daughters? Mary, did you know? Did you know that the baby will make you new? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that that same baby you delivered will deliver you? Mary, did you know? Mm-hmm. See that song is touching because, see, Mary couldn't foresee all that the angels told her in the beginning, but she pondered in her heart what was going on, what was really going to happen to her child. What was her child was born for? Why was he born? He was born to show miracles after miracles. He was born to draw others to Christ. He was born to save you and I from a death, to total destruction, everlasting destruction. He was born to bring us back to God. He was born to bring that relationship that we lost in the garden back to God. See, Mary, did you know all that? When you have these babies that are born nowadays, we don't know the plan that God got for them. All we know that they're born. But see, God got a plan for each and every one of us, church. God got a plan for me. God got a plan for you. And see, we got to just trust God and follow the plan that God has. See, the Most High is looking over all of us this morning. The Most High has a thing for us to do. He wants to do it. The Most High even has a way he wants each one of us to do things. See, all of us are not going to do things alike. Some of us are going to do things different than others. Some of us are going to imitate others. But see, is that what God wants to do? We got to do what God wants us to do, not what we want to do. See, I want to get up here and shout. I want to get up here and do this and do that. But see, God hasn't instructed me to do that. So I got to do what God say to do. See, and then I go to 2 Chronicles 5:17 tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Oh, behold, all things are become new. Mm-hmm. See, we got to tell Jesus happy birthday come this week. Because we love Jesus because, see, he first loved us. Because, see, Jesus was in heaven first, and he took on the form as a child, and he took on that, knowing what was going to happen in the end to him. So, you know, you got to love somebody knowing that you're going to be born to die. You got to love somebody knowing how you're going to turn out. You got to love somebody knowing that you're going to die for them. You got to love somebody knowing that you're going to be pierced in your side. You're going to be slapped on, spat on, talked about, crown of thorns put on your head. And they're going to put nails in your hand and stretch you high and hang you high and stretch you wide. You got to love somebody for that. And to go through it, you got to love somebody for that. Because, see, if I knew I was born to stand in front of a bullet in front of Brother Joe over here, I would have to love him for that.
Yeah.
Right. To do it.
Yeah.
So see, church, Jesus loved you first. So you got to realize, happy birthday, Jesus. And thank you very much. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for me. Thank you, Lord, for how you wake me up each and every day. Thank you, Lord, for how you keep food on my table. Thank you, Lord, how you keep my enemies off my back. Thank you, Lord, how you keep my mind right. Thank you, Lord, how you change my way of talk. Thank you, Lord, how you change my way of walk. Thank you, Lord, totally. Amen.